Hello, welcome to Daily Dish for Thursday, July 20th. It's 22 degrees Celsius. Feels like 25 degrees Celsius with something. Humidity, maybe, I guess, is what causes it in summer. I don't know. This episode of Daily Dish brought to you by Patreon supporters like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two a month. And the good stuff that FM network as a whole is supported by that those monies, that support. I hope you enjoyed the last episode, the Lost in Lemon, as it were, reunion show. And I'll be talking to Chris again in the future, have him back on, see where things are at. We're actually going to have an in-person reunion, as it were, when our two families are going camping together in a couple weeks. First time renting a tent trailer, packing everybody into that. Well, not while we're driving, obviously, but I'm sure the boys anyways would love to be able to ride in the tent trailer for 5 hours on the road. But doing the camping thing. And then next week we're off, just my family are off with a bunch of other families to a family camp where we'll spend our mornings trying to convince kids to be quiet when everyone else is sleeping, the afternoons making sure they don't drown, and then the evenings trying to convince them to go to bed because it starts all over again the next day. So It's a fun camp, and they have lots of friends there. We have lots of friends there and stuff, and doing that kind of thing. But these kinds of trips, I don't know, they tend to set off that irrational part of my brain. I know I've talked about it in previous episodes that worries about some big picture thing, but nothing specific. So I'm not like anxious about the driving. I enjoy driving and road trips. I'm not anxious about the kids hurting themselves actually or anything. There's just very little tangible specific things that are actually worrying me if I try and come up with a list to like calm my brain down. But my brain still feels like stressed and just like underlying deeper than the surface tension. And as a solo business owner, I definitely feel a lot of stress about, you know, what happens if something happens while I'm gone and with a client or emergency or whatever, then that's certainly valid, obviously. And I can identify that little, you know, fire in my brain or whatever. There's also just the fact that not working for 2 weeks means there's a lot less chance of any money coming in while we're spending more money than we probably normally would during the week. And then once I'm there, wherever there is, and in the moment, the stress and worry tends to like wash off my back, like the, to use a poor or goofy analogy, the cold water of a northern Saskatchewan lake. But until I'm driving out of the garage with a van full of crazies, my brain does a little bit of the fidget spinner thing. So we'll see how it goes. I know, aside from possible live on location recordings, it's maybe campfire with another Lost in Lemon reunion or so show, as it were, this might be the last Dailyish for a couple of weeks. So maybe put it on repeat and listen to it, almost Dailyish until I'm back. I'll miss talking to you, but know that I'll be thinking of you and looking forward to speaking to you again, dear listener. I hope you're enjoying your summer, wherever it may be taking you. A special thanks to the folks supporting me on patreon.com/iChris, even if episodes are a little less frequent on this show anyways over the summer. But be sure to check out goodstuff.fm/highcontrast for conversations between Kyle and myself. We've got a couple episodes that should be coming out while I'm gone. And we'll touch again. We'll touch base again in a few weeks. So hope you have a great summer. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.